guys. So today, my name is Siti Lade Faminu, and I am hosting this podcast session just to have a discussion about racism in our local community, that being Kennesaw and Atlanta. I have a few friends with me here today just to discuss, this topic and what's going on. And if you could just go around the circle, introduce yourselves, say your name, you know, what major you are, how old you are, what year you are, everything like that. Kenya, you can go ahead and begin.
I'm Kenya, I'm 19. I'm a political science major.
And like I said, my name is Titi Lade. I am 19. I am a sophomore at Kennesaw State, and I am a interactive design major with a minor in technical communications.
I'm Sarah, I'm 21, and I'm a media and entertainment major.
I am Tanner, I am 23, and a software engineering major.
I'm Phoebe, I'm 21, I'm a junior, and I'm a middle grades education major.
Okay, so awesome, we've all introduced ourselves. I want to go ahead and start off with something light. We don't have to jump right into the topic or whatever. How was y'all weekend? Let's just be light for a second, just to feel our energy, get us talking. How was y'all weekend?
Warren.
It's Sunday.
It was good. Watched Harry Styles on SNL last night.
Dude, that was lit.
It was a great experience.
It was amazing. The opening skit when they made fun of the impeachment and everything, and then the second one was Disney Plus. I love SNL. I miss Seth Meyers.
I haven't watched SNL in a minute.
I miss Seth Meyers.
It's kind of corny now. The new hosts are weird.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really corny.
Also, the Weekend Update people are kind of creepy. Seem like they're all Trump associates and want to rape me.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't tell y'all to say y'all race. Because obviously that counts as something. So could you go around, Sarah, what we are? Go ahead.
What we are?
Yeah, like race, sorry. Who are you?
I'm black.
I'm Titi. I'm black. I'm African, actually. I'm first born generation from America, but my parents are from Nigeria, so I come from the motherland. But yes, I'm all black. I'm darker skin. I'm black. I'm blacker than berries. We're the juice. Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm white. I was about to say I'm bisexual. I'm disassociating.
Hello, I'm Tanner, and I'm an alcoholic.
Palestinian mixed with Israelian.
Okay.
If you didn't catch
my dad's my dad's Jewish, my mom's from ancestors from Europe. So okay.
That's cool.
And the Holocaust happened, which is why my dad's side is from everywhere.
We're just talking, it's a podcast. We can just discuss, so. But all right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm sorry. First question, just so we can. Now that we've gotten our jiggles out, we can talk more. Okay, here we go. So my first question that I wanted to ask you guys, I guess to start off, I want to know what your definition of racism is.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah. I guess I could go first just to go ahead and start us off. I would say my definition of racism is automatically, even if it's just it could be internalized racism, well not internalized, but racist, you could be racist and not even know. So you just act a certain way or automatically just automatically think something negative or just something stereotypical of somebody based off of where they come from or what their color of the skin is. It's just like an automatic, like, oh, I'm on an elevator and the black guy comes in, I automatically grab my purse. That's racist to me. So yeah, that's for me. That's why.
I do that when any guy walks in the room. I grab my purse and make yours in front of me in case I need to grab something to protect myself.
No. Well, just for, okay, if a black
guy. Would that be sexist though?
Or anybody black.
Just no, like, it would be any guy that walks in, I would do that though.
Yeah.
So like that example, I would say.
I just hate men. Don't worry.
Also, a black guy is not racist.
Yeah. Why don't you say that?
What's she saying?
It's okay.
We gotta get an edit.
Edit that.
I might edit that.
Oh, okay.
She gonna start coughing, y'all. Alright.
So I think racism is believing one race is better than another.
Yeah. That's definitely part of it, too. Mm-hmm. Anybody else wanna add on that? Anybody else want to add on that? No?
I mean, racism's kind of like stereotyping, as you said, mm-hmm. someone based on their skin color.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I like what Tanner said on how thinking one race is superior than the other. Like, yeah, I see my cat.
And
my kitties. Being cute right now.
And also I feel like racism when someone's called racist, it goes along the lines of, I mean, at least I'm from the north, so at least in the south, I've noticed it's kind of, I'm not racist, but, and then they say a racist comment.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from the north, I'm from New York and Minnesota, so that's just something I've definitely...
That's something in the south.
Yeah, that's definitely like.
I'm not racist, but black people are.
Exactly.
So, I don't mean to be racist. But are is that your real hair? That's a big part of racism, though. That can't be a sentence. Like
exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But no, there's a lot to it. You know, there's stereotypes. There's oppression. There's
Oppression.
My next question for you guys is
why are they banging upstairs?
Thermic sex.
No.
They're running.
They're bold.
Okay, my next question is, I wanted to ask, do you guys think that there's a problem with racism here in Atlanta / Kennesaw?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially downtown, I think. Well, and honestly rural, too. Like, downtown is where it really clashes.
Yeah.
Kennesaw is just such a diverse school. You have people coming in from Atlanta, you have people coming in from the suburbs. People
this
from everywhere, all over the world. So, yeah, there's
going to
be issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely see that. It's definitely, I've had some experiences with racism, especially in this area. I'm from Conyers, which is like an hour south of Atlanta. And obviously there's racism there because it's like a real suburban community. Not a lot of people. It's real small. And coming up here to Kennesaw, the Atlanta area, I've noticed that it's, like, literally there's no difference. Like, it's still the same, like, because Kennesaw is, like, a really, I don't want to say this, I'm not going to say it. It's a majority white school.
Predominantly
white school. And city.
Let's use words here.
Period. And when it comes to, like, I don't know, like, the police around here, they're very, they do racially profile mm-hmm. often, and, and I do see it as a problem, even, like, within the school, do you guys remember, it was last year, somebody had written on the Commons,
yes,
something about the president supports white supremacy or something.
It was
like
on
that?
The bathroom stall, wasn't it?
It was also in the comments.
And it was on the comments, like, window. Like,
oh, I remember.
They chalked it, yeah. And I was like, they were trying to, I can understand they were trying to bring awareness to the problem. I didn't think that was the right way to do it, but, like, it does need to be addressed. Because I don't think we talk about it often.
Well, the race. Also, in Atlanta, there's, what's his name? The
governor?
No, the crazy, oh God, he owns a store in Marietta.
Oh, you're talking about the guy. You pay and you can see movies and stuff?
Yeah, there's a guy. He owns a store in Marietta.
Marietta, wow.
Wild something. Where he literally has a sign on his door that says whites only. And he is white. And he literally won't let anyone in unless you look Caucasian. You look European and white and fit his definition. And he's got, like, the stuff, like, from the Civil War. And he self-identifies fully as a white supremacist. And all of that. And he's got a room, apparently, in the back. Because we went by one of my classes. That you pay, like, anything, even a quarter. And he'll take you back and show you videos from the Civil War of slaves getting killed and beaten and stuff. And he literally, apparently, like, my teacher is mixed. Or my teacher is black. She apparently saw him, and he crossed the street. You see one of the young kids on the street is her.
Bro, that's the Black Mirror episode. Like, the last episode.
Yeah,
of
that Black Museum.
But, like, this,
that's crazy.
This guy lived in Marietta. Not
and see, like,
I mean, I've had that same exact, like, thing.
And he's allowed to still continue to do that. Imagine if it was a black man.
And he is allowed to own his store.
Exactly. That's just, like, ridiculous.
He's, like, not, he's allowed
and,
to
and not be shut down for something like that? Mm-hmm. Like, come on now.
I mean, it's freedom of speech.
Oh, like, to own a store and be preaching
it's
that?
It's like that whole, like, bakery for a gay couple.
Yeah. Like,
what if we hate
that. How can anyone buy from him after that?
Exactly. Yeah. Why would anyone want
to
go in there?
I'm telling you, there's probably some old white men who would love
there's
to go see those
videos.
Young
white men that would love to
that
go see
that too.
I've seen a couple of them, definitely.
And I'm recording. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. The microphone cut off, so we kind of missed a chunk. But I believe we were discussing the racial problem here in a local Atlanta, Kennesaw area. Anyways, so I'm going to jump on to the next question. I was going to ask you guys if you have any personal experience with racism, or maybe like a family member, a friend who you know, or a story that you have about experience with racism. Even if you were the racist, you can say that too.
Oh, it's a circle of safety.
I mean, I grew up in Forsyth County, which is, if you go on the internet and say, where's the most racist place? It's Forsyth County. So I grew up around a lot of racist people, and I'm not proud of it. But, yeah, that's, like, something I really liked about Kennesaw. Like, even though we still have our issues here, it's crazy the difference between me going to an all-white school with basically, like, there was probably, like, 50 minorities at my school total.
Jeez.
In all the grades.
Yikes.
From that to, like, going to Kennesaw, where people are a lot more kind. And, you know, like, my freshman year was the, like, beginning of the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm. Like, that was, like, a really big change for me. So, yeah.
I like that. That's interesting.
It's nice to have, like, be around.
It's a different.
Such a.
An open, a more open space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I guess my experience with racism, I've had some, like, times where I, like, might be at a store and I kind of get followed around-ish, which is annoying. It's annoying. And I kind of feel sad, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I have the money for it. You know, you don't have to follow me. Like, I'm good. I'm not going to steal from you because I look like I might because of my skin. But anyways, also, there was one time my brother, he was walking, like, on campus. He used to go to Tech, which is, like, a mainly Asian school, but, like, Asian and white. There's some black people as well, but, yeah. Anyway, so he was on Georgia Tech campus or whatever. He was a student there. This was probably, like, 5 years ago. Ish. Yeah. anyways, but like, yeah, he was just walking to class, you know, chilling or whatever. He had a book bag on, all that, you know, he looked like a regular student. And a police had like pulled him out, like stopped him. He was just walking though. And they were like, you know, asking him all these questions, like, why are you on this campus? Do you go here? Whatever. I need to see ID, this and that. They asked if he was carrying any like drugs on him or anything like that. And I was like, he just going to class. Like, this boy got his whole book bag on, just I'm going to class. Like,
where's brother?
Anyways.
Which brother?
Tola.
Astorella?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah, and you know, Tola's like the sweetest guy
in
the world.
He's the most innocent.
Exactly. Right. And so, like, yeah, they're asking him all these questions, you know, asking him, like, you know, can we look in your bag, this and that. And I'm like, no.
You got a point.
Anyway, and he didn't have, unfortunately, he did not have his ID on him. So, but he was able to remember his student ID number and told that to him or whatever. He searched it. He was like, okay, you're good to go. So now I'm like,
Jesus.
Like, come on now. What was just going to class? Now he late to class because you think he got drugs on him.
No, for real.
Like, really?
Yes.
But, yeah.
That's unnecessary.
And the thing is, like, things like that happen every day, mm-hmm. everywhere, all the time. It happened in Kennesaw. Like, all that is just, unfortunately, it's the norm. Like, that's something that's normal and it shouldn't be, which is just, I guess, just it's just the way it is, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah. That's my experience, or some of it. Anybody else experience anything? No?
Not on
Goodwood Road. Not on Goodwood Road. You're right, you're from.
Oh, there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so another question. Oh, okay. Okay, this is a good one. I'm going to ask, like, individually, I want everybody to say, or just, like, talk about how your race affects you, whether it be beneficial or not beneficial, how your race plays a part in your life and how it affects you. Anybody want to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Just like earlier when I was explaining that I'm mixed, like, you guys were like, what? Really? No. Everyone assumes I'm white, and like, whenever we have those like sheets or government documents, they have to check, like, what's your race? I always have to check other, mm-hmm. because I'm not like fully white. I guess I'm like half white because my mom. And there was an article I had to read in high school. And it was like the boxes I fill, and it was talking about your box you fill, like, for your race and that kind of thing. And that's always kind of bugged me because I technically am not fully white, so I have to check other. But there is no, and then they're like, other, please specify. And I'm like, I don't need to give you my life story.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm like, no.
Do you think that because you look white and you're not, do you think that benefits you in a way?
Oh, 100%. And it bugs the crap out of me because I know I'm not. And I know I'm getting some of what that stereotypical white privilege is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I could be walking around town or like at the airport with my dad. Like, I was at the airport with my dad not too long ago. And I went through security. No problem. He went through security. They had to pat him down. They searched his luggage. Because he, like, came next to me. First of all, he looks creepy, but also, yeah, my dad's just a creep, but also, compared, next to me, he definitely looks, like, darker skinned than me,
mm-hmm.
so he looks more, or he looks, like, significantly darker than me, so it looks weird, the mm-hmm. two of us walking around at the airport, for example, next to each other,
mm-hmm.
and I get to walk by just fine, and then they're searching his stuff and patting him down, mm-hmm. and I'm like,
and it's not because of who you are. It's not because they don't know that you're mixed or whatever.
They,
it's because of how you look, just that.
Exactly, but they know, they can tell by my dad.
Exactly.
That, but they don't necessarily know he's my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've, so. Yeah. So.
That's interesting. Anybody else want to talk about that? Talk about how your race affects you.
I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud.
Okay.
Is it?
Yes.
That's how it affects you. Your daily life, your future, all that.
It don't really affect my daily life.
You don't think about it. Okay, I want to talk about something. So
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
What's your mom? Come on.
I was gonna say how it affects me.
I mean, I know it. I know there's a car stacked against me sometimes, but I don't think about it.
Gotcha.
It's cool about my day.
Gotcha. So I.
Hello.
Hello.
So I was in my counseling session either 2 weeks ago or last week. So I have a therapist on campus. I use the KZ counseling services for free, you know. Gotta use my benefits or whatever.
Gotta use those fees.
Hmm?
Use those fees.
Yeah. So yeah, I was talking to her and we were talking about how I don't allow myself to feel feelings, I guess. And I was talking to her about how I feel like I have to uphold the strong Black woman character and how that, you know, Black women are supposed to be, like, strong because we have so many, like,
Responsibilities, just so many, like,
people watching us and expecting us to fail. And we're supposed to prove them wrong by, you know, just being a, like, I don't know, I just feel like I've had to, all my life, act like a strong Black woman. Just because the way society just puts that out on the media and whatnot. Right. And I feel like I'm not supposed to feel certain things, not supposed to let certain things get to me, this and that. I gotta look a certain way when I'm around certain people, you know, I can't act quote-unquote ghetto, or can't, you
what
know.
What even is acting ghetto? Can someone please explain that to me?
Being loud, or being loud. Ratchet.
But, like, anyone... Yeah. Any college party by that logic.
Exactly.
Honestly, by that logic, like
if you across a loud white college party, they're not gonna call it ghetto though.
But
if you guys you got some Black folks turning up, that's a ghetto party.
That's
a
ghetto. Yeah. Those are thugs.
But again,
if it's just white whistlers,
they're doing drugs.
And white
thugs are doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I was just talking to her and we were just trying to it's a therapy session. We're talking about how ways I can start to allow myself to start to feel feelings instead of being stonewalled. Don't let nothing affect me. I'm a strong Black woman like that. I can't. I'm trying to just be instead of being a strong Black woman. I just want to be
just
me.
Feel what you feel.
Exactly. I just want to be exactly.
Trying to be the person
instead of having
are.
To feel like you know I need to be hard. You know, but that's how my race affects me. I feel like I have to do certain things just to sort of seem not like an outcast, I guess.
Great.
But I want to get a male perspective from Tanner.
Oh, okay.
How his race affects him.
White male privilege.
And we can talk about that as well. But
I mean,
it's probably helped me with police.
Yeah.
I've done wheelies past cops like a couple times.
Accident.
But I feel like probably because I'm white, they didn't even pull me over.
Yeah. See? Yeah. It happens. It's definitely a privilege to the way you look, I guess. Get by with some things.
A couple things. I do like how they
have looks. He has a attractive male privilege, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you know.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the next question. I'm trying to wrap this up, actually.
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess this is what we just talked about kind of plays right into my last question. Do you recognize white privilege? If so, how do you define it? And also, does reverse racism exist?
Reverse? Can you define that?
Like as in black people being racist to white people.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So yeah, we're saying, you know, do you recognize white privilege? If so, how do you define it? Does reverse racism exist? And that'll be my final question. We're gonna end it out on a lighter note because this is kind of a hard, you know, last topic. But yeah.
I don't want to start this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think reverse racism.
Can you talk a little louder?
I don't think
exists. Can you speak more?
I feel like prejudice exists, but I don't think necessarily Black people would be racist.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, because the word racist is like talking about an oppressed people, like a it's toward an racist towards the oppressor.
Somebody being a bully, the bully. The person being bullied can't bully the bully.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely not the same case, but like you're saying, as a whole, because black people are oppressed as a race, they can't then jump and oppress somebody who. Yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. I feel a little bit on the fence with saying, I know that black people can be
prejudiced.
Yeah, I hate saying that word, yeah. But it's like, you know what? No, like Tanner said when he said, how do you define racism? He said, thinking that your race is superior than the other. There are black, like, extreme, you know, black, yeah, supremacists, black supremacists.
Yeah.
Thinking that, black people are just above them. Even though, as a society, we are not, yeah.
But black supremacy might not be seen as supremacy. It could just be seen as, like,
black power.
Black power, black
privilege.
Strength.
Well, there's no privilege.
I'm trying to relate it back to
it's
white
more
privilege.
Just pride.
Yeah.
I just feel like yeah.
Sometimes people like misconcept black pride as
black pride. That's
just
the word.
Being proud of who they are.
There's definitely certain levels to it. I have seen extreme levels that shouldn't be. That are not okay, but having black pride is okay.
Yeah,
it's important.
Yeah, definitely, of course. But you didn't say anything about the other.
Yeah.
How did you how do you define white privilege?
I don't want to say the privilege of being white, but like I can't give you words to define it. I can give you an example.
You know what? I'm gonna look up. The Google definition of white privilege.
Merriam-Webster says.
Just so I can, like, piggyback off of it.
You giving me a piggyback ride, TT?
Sure. You know I don't mind.
That ain't a problem.
Sierra!
Gosh, baby.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so Google says...
Sierra, I love you.
White privilege is inherent advantages possessed by a white person on the basis of their race in a society characterized by racial inequality and injustice.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Literally what I was going to say.
Okay. Merriam-Webster, come on.
Come on, Merriam. Yes.
She's really got our back.
Hitting it right on the head. Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
White privileges, you're in a society that... not equal or justice, and because you're white,
you got it.
You're okay.
You're chilling. But then
you ain't gotta worry about your life over there.
I don't want to talk about that.
Or your sons.
I would like to point out that sometimes people say, like, because white people have white privilege, then they're good. They have nothing else to worry about. They have no
problem. They definitely.
Oh, but
there is rich privilege as well. There's pretty privilege.
Bucket privilege.
Yes.
Bucket privilege.
Let's call it what it is. Bucket privilege.
TT, we will go back to colorism.
Yeah, that's a whole different book
story.
That's what it is. But yeah, Phoebe Tanner, what's your does reverse racism exist? How you define white privilege? Whatever. I know you disagree. I think you believe reverse racism exists. I kind of want to hear your reasoning for it.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it exists. That's not true. It's not that I don't think it doesn't exist. It's that I feel like it kind of ties into like white privilege and that kind of thing. And I almost feel like white privilege and like racism and the original, like when I think of racism, I think of like a stereotypical, like a white person being racist toward a black person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's kind of like if one person can be racist toward one person, then the person that's being the white person can be racist to the black person, why can't the black person be racist to the white person?
why do we have to draw a hard line, like, and separate and just, and stereotype, not stereotype, and split the two. Like, I feel like it's almost like, why is the bully, why can't the bully be the bullier in one case and the other? And but again, I don't think it's not common, but I also think it has to do with class. And it's not going to be just the stereotype, it's not going to be the typical, the typical black person you run across on the street isn't going to necessarily use, if that's the right way to say it, reverse racism. It's going to be up to a black person who's, like, upper class, who, like, might live in Buckhead, and that kind of thing, and think they're, and be up in that kind of, like, part, you know, that 1% line, in a sense.
So it could be, like, a situation where a Buckhead black person is, like, somehow being racist to, like, a poor white person.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But at that point, is it because they're white or because they're poor?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying is it a racist thing or is it a classist thing? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think
it's poor.
But I mean, look, there's, like, rich black people being, you know,
racist.
No, there's rich white people being racist to rich black people.
Yeah, but exactly. Also, I think,
but also our president.
Like, for Trump.
Yeah.
He's being racist to LeBron James.
What
if, like, that's a millionaire.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like a Buckhead black person versus a, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. I have one. What if white privilege is literally the privilege, like, because it's the ability to be racist.
So you're saying white privilege just literally gives you the right to be racist?
It gives you, like, the ability to be racist without having to suffer repercussions. Like, that's giving you the ability to discriminate.
That's bullshit.
Without being able to suffer repercussions.
I understand where you're coming from, and I think that's a good point, but I also think that's bullshit, and there should be no cop-out or cover-up for being racist. You need to own up to what you say, deal with the consequences, and not try to use your color of your skin as a way out.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be a dick, deal with the consequences.
Well, no one's gonna, it's less likely for you to get called out on it. This is true.
I'd say white privilege is the privilege to do anything. To, like, to think about all the rapists.
Yeah. To rape a girl and go off for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
The rapists and the school Brock shooters.
Yeah.
You know, like, Brock?
Yeah. Turner.
Yeah.
College student who went to girl and got 6 months probation or something.
Yeah. It was bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. Going back to the original question. For me, it's like, I'm trying to word this right. But it's like, in my head, I've always seen it as, yeah, black people can hate white people, Hispanic people can hate white people, everybody can hate everybody and have, you know, hateful, you know, hateful feelings towards any group of person, but it's not the same experience. White people aren't being shot in their own homes because they're white.
Sure.
They're not, you know, they weren't slaves. They weren't, like, they didn't have the experience that black people get just because of the color of their skin.
That's very true.
It's like, so yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to finish sentences.
I like what you're saying, though. Yeah. She's saying, like, you know, because you're white, you don't have to, you don't get the same experience.
Yeah.
So that's a privilege. That's the privilege.
No, consequences.
Consequences?
You don't have to deal with the consequences.
Well, it's just like, there's a lot more racism than hatefulness. There's, you know, we talk about it. There's a bunch of shit.
It's not just calling somebody N-word.
Rather than just hating
somebody. Spitting on their face.
Yeah.
It's also, you're going to jail because you look like somebody who might have done this.
Yeah, and it's like having the ability to threaten someone's life and not have to suffer the repercussions for it. Please cut that part.
On Twitter!
Out in
public. Right? It's crazy.
Or just like saying,
or like, white privilege is that guy having the shop in Marietta and not, like,
yeah,
trying to slap my face for it.
And then, being able to say you grab women by the pussy and don't have to deal with anything about that. Let's turn this into a Trump commentary. No. We can put the tweets on the screen and we can analyze it.
Oh my god, that could be a podcast.
That could be a real podcast.
We should actually do that for our podcast.
On the next episode, we're going to be talking about Trump.
Can we make this like a regular thing?
I think if you want to look at white privilege, you can look at Barack Obama versus Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, you can look at Michelle
Obama. If Barack
Obama
did any of the things Trump did, he'd be
out.
Jail. He'd
be dead. He would have gotten, yeah.
And the thing is, the president accidentally got assassinated today.
No.
Who?
What?
Who?
No, I said,
oh,
no.
I said, wait, wait, wait,
I was
Twitter?
Like,
what? Where?
What did I miss?
I got really excited.
No, you know sirens would, like, go off in this
thing. Excited.
The whole country in the
line. We got recordings of this shit. Fans are listening.
Oh,
I love America.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
America.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Can you keep this in your same pocket?
In conclusion,
in the same jacket pocket that you keep my balls.
What?
I just like. Thought of that video.
Going,
look at my African American.
That's been a good conversation.
Look at my black friend.
I have a black friend. Didn't he tweet that at some point?
I mean, that's a common one as well.
Wait, I
can't
be racist.
I can't be racist.
My
grandmother's ex husband was black.
But I'm not racist.
I dated a light skin.
Yeah, it's like I'm not attracted to all of you, but some of you look nice.
Like my mom did our ancestry, and one of my great 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 uncles married a black woman.
I wish y'all could see.
Don't make me laugh, guys.
Sorry. When you're on a national television show, they say you are 2% African American. You get so excited, you run around the stage like.
Okay. I just want to apologize real quick for the audio. If it sounds a little choppy, it's because my friends are crazy and sometimes inappropriate. So I do have to cut some parts out. But anyways, I do want to conclude this conversation. I want to thank you guys for coming to for being a part of this conversation to discuss the racial dynamic of Atlanta and Kennesaw and as a community as a whole. Racism is a problem and always has been a problem. And, you know, unless people come together and do talk about it and try and find solutions where we can break this racial injustice and inequality in this country, we're not going to see any benefit. So thank you guys for having this conversation. That'll be all for tonight. Dun 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 d